Welcome to Hasidut Daily, 2 minutes of inspiration with Eli the Jew.
All right, shalom, shalom, everybody. Hope you're doing well. I want to share with you a quick thought. So I was by Rav Scheinberger, a rabbi of mine, over the first holiday, on the first day of Sukkot, and he gave over the idea that it says in the Gemara that in the Talmud it states that Sukkot is Rishon Lecheshbon Avonot, that it's the first day of calculating sins. What does that mean to say? It means to say that Rosh Hashanah, from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we had that, the whole story of Teshuvah, of returning to God, and of judgment and all that, and atonement and forgiveness and all that. And then between Rosh Hashanah, between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, you have 4 days. And those are days that are lofty. And then Sukkot begins a new calculation. It sounds like it's a new calculation of sins, of like the new accounting. And so obvious question is, hold on a second. This can't be something we're celebrating, right, in Judaism. And like, what is the connection between the holiday of Sukkot and this idea of the first in terms of calculating sins, right? And so he explained a very simple idea, and that is that we have a mitzvah on Sukkot, v'samachta bechagecha. We have a mitzvah to be joyful on the holiday. And so it comes out that you find that there are people, he actually said over an expression in Yiddish that works better in Yiddish because it rhymes. But basically, sometimes there's a person that you don't know if they're an angel or a priest, right? It works better in Yiddish, right? Or to put it in more modern terms, sometimes that we say here in Jerusalem, that there's a thin line between a righteous person and a crazy person, you know? And so, or at least so it appears on the outside, right? And so the idea is, samachta b'chayecha, a person enters, a Jew enters into the sukkah, and they're joyful, right? How do you clarify what this person is really all about? You see what they're passionate about. You see what they get fired up about, what they get joyful about. When a Jew steps into the sukkah and sees this is what, and shows that this is what they're passionate about, so then this is exactly the time you want to start calculating sins, because you see that the person isn't really those sins that they're doing, right? So the sins just kind of get pushed off to the side. It's not really a reflection of who and what they are, right? Really, it's really who they are is the Jewish stuff. Really who they are is the mitzvah. Really who they are is everything that the sukkah represents. This is exactly the time you want to start calculating sins, when you can see that the sin isn't really who they are, and that and the person doesn't identify with that. And so in this way, we can move forward with a good accounting and recognize that all of those negative that comes along, it's from the garbage left over, it's from the patterns, it's from the traumas, it's from all sorts of stuff from the past. It's not really a reflection of who we are. So this is the idea. And so it's important that as we step in to this new year and into Sukkot, we're passionate, that we're on fire about Judaism, that we're happy about good, holy Jewish things that are true reflections of what we are, and then everything else, God willing, will fall away. Have yourselves a great one.
Thank you for listening to the Hasidus Daily Podcast. For more inspirational content, including books, audio, and video presentations, visit ellythejew.com.